Thank you. behalf of the family of Ruth Godby to this celebration of life. We will begin our service with hymn number 561. And you can stand if that makes you comfortable. If you're more comfortable standing, please stay seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Friends, we gather here in the protective shelter of God's healing love. We are free to pour out our grief, release our anger, face our emptiness, and know that God cares. We gather here as God's people, conscious of others who have died and of the frailty of our own existence on earth. We come to comfort and to support one another in our community of love. We gather to hear God's word of hope, a word that can drive away our despair and move us to offer God our praise. We gather to commend to God with thanksgiving the life of Ruth Godby, and as we celebrate the good news of Christ's resurrection, for whether we live or whether we die, we belong to Christ, who is the Lord both of the dead and of the living. Let us pray. Holy God, whose ways are not our ways and whose thoughts are not our thoughts, grant that your Holy Spirit may intercede for us with sighs too deep for human words. Hear our wounded hearts made heavy by our sorrow. And through the veil of our tears and the silence of our emptiness, assure us again that ear has not heard, nor eye seen, nor human imagination envisioned, what you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Amen. You may be seated. Our scripture for today was chosen by Ruth herself. And the first is from Ecclesiastes 3. For everything there is a season and a time in every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are also are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. And from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill that cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all of the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And we will sing together, "There is Balm in Gilead," which is hymn number 501. You may remain seated.
Family, thank you for coming today to celebrate Ruth's life. Full name was Esther Ruth Godbey. Some people knew her as Esther. Some people knew her as Ruth. If you were Cox Cable, you knew her by the irate letters that she sent to the vice president complaining of bad service. When we stopped to drop off her cable equipment today, Nick was almost convinced that we might be ushered to the vice president's office to explain the situation. She was born on December 13th, 1931, in the very tiny town of Bradshaw, Nebraska, which currently has a population of 298, and I think then it was much less than that. Born to Reverend Luther Dobbs Godbey and Ruth Thomas Godbey, he was the pastor of the church there. Those were the days when Methodist church pastors moved about every 2 years. And a couple of years previously, they had been in the small town of Bartlett, population 100, where my mother Mary Evelyn was born. As a result of that, both of them would tell you how much they despised moving, having moved throughout their childhood every 2 years and left friends behind many, many times, and neither one of them wanted to move. Ruth graduated from Nebraska Wesleyan University in 1953 with a degree in history. While in college, she was a member of the Delta Zeta sorority and part of the Cardinal Chi, the Phi Kappa Phi and Phi Gamma Mu honor societies. She went on to complete a master's in history from the University of Kansas in 1969, and then an MA in library and information science from the University of Iowa in 1977. My mother used to joke that she could loan you an MA if she needed to because she had an extra one. As a young child, she refused to eat anything that wasn't already familiar to her. She was a very picky eater, and it's a little ironic that she grew up to be a world traveler and to love to eat sushi and octopus and all kinds of strange things. But she loved traveling. She served as a librarian at military-based libraries in Germany and Japan. And then after retiring from that service, which is not a military service, but serving the Military Dependents Education Service, she retired from that and then came to Creighton University Medical Library here in Omaha. She loved traveling and experiencing different cultures and very much loved living in Tokyo for those years. We communicated with her quite a lot. My mom and dad had a chance to go over and visit with them, as did some of the other relatives, and tour Tokyo with her. She was fascinated by ancient cultures, and going through her books, there are many, many books about Egypt and ancient civilizations, and one of her favorite trips was to Egypt to see the pyramids. And I got to see her slideshow after returning from Egypt, and we joked later that the slideshow was, well, here's the Great Pyramid, here is the third stone in the second row of the Great Pyramid, and here's a close-up of the next stone. This slideshow went on forever because she enjoyed it so much. She was an active member of this church, and when she moved back to Omaha, I serve as a pastor in another denomination, and we had some conversations about what church she was going to attend. And like everything else, she did a lot of research as to who was going to do her yard work and who was going to take care of her dog and what church she was going to attend. She didn't just join the church around the corner. And she did her research. We had some discussions by phone, and she enjoyed this congregation, Countryside Community Church. She believed very much in a kind of a progressive interpretation and understanding the gospel, and especially believed that church should be open to all and inclusive of all. And so she was not going to belong to a church that didn't express that as well. And she enjoyed belonging to this church. She spoke to me often about Dr. Lind and Reverend Leah Marshall, who the previous pastors. Ruth has been ill and shut in for several years, so the current staff didn't get to know her that well, but she when she was able to attend regularly, I heard a lot about the service and the topic of the sermon and what had been preached. So I know that she was very active and enjoyed this congregation. Our family has roots around the world in different ways. Her mother, Ruth Godby, was raised as a daughter of a missionary in Korea. And so when they were living in those tiny towns in Nebraska, they probably had the broadest experience and minds of anyone in town. And that sort of broadened a little bit after, even more after the war, when Luther Godby had to send five children to college practically all at once. And he was offered the opportunity to go and rebuild after the war the Renault dealer network in North Africa. And they chose him because he was articulate in Arabic as well as French. And so he was hired and moved then to Morocco and to Casablanca. Yes, that Casablanca. And lived there for several years while rebuilding that network following the war. And it was that in that manner that he was able to send all those children to college at the same time. And that is where Nicholas's parents met, right? Yeah. So in many ways, Ruth had very broad horizons, had traveled far and met many cultures, and knowing the variety of views of the world and the differences among people, that was one of the things that made it important to her to have a congregation that was welcoming to all. And we had many conversations about that. I do want to mention that she selected the hymns that we're singing. They were hymns that were close to her. And we are glad to express her faith in that way. She passed away quietly in her sleep on August 20th. We knew she had been getting weaker. She had acute lymphocytic leukemia. And as time went on, her body ceased to manufacture blood cells and had to be she had to have transfusions regularly, and they gradually became less and less effective, and she became weaker and weaker. She was predeceased by her parents, the Reverend Luther Dobbs Godby and Ruth Thomas Godby, her brothers John and David, her sister Mary Evelyn Jackman, and brother-in-law James Everett Jackman. Surviving are her brother Thomas Godby and his wife Elsie of Kapai, Hawaii. They are not able to travel and could not be there, but we will be sharing a recording of the service with them. Sister-in-law Greta Godby of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and she also could not travel to be here. Nieces and nephews Patrick Godby of New Orleans, Louisiana, Emily Godby of Ames, Iowa, Nicholas Godby and wife Alice of Grapevine, Texas, Charles Godby and wife Helena of Chicago, Illinois, Margaret Godby Helen and husband David of Hartsville, South Carolina, John Jackman and wife Deborah of Louisville, North Carolina, and Stephen Jackman of Raleigh, North Carolina, and numerous great nieces and nephews and great great nieces and nephews of whom she was inordinately proud and has probably told you stories about them. She lived 82 years, 8 months, and 8 days. And we just discovered yesterday, ironically, she passed away 5 years to the day after she signed the will that Nicholas and I are currently working on. But I'll close with something that's not a tradition for you, but is a tradition for me. For hundreds of years, the Moravian Church has had a daily text selected. And we shared these often with Ruth when they seemed particularly appropriate. And the daily text for today seemed very appropriate to her faith, and I'd like to leave you with that. From Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Now this is the part in the service where you all get a chance to tell stories. I'm sure all of you were touched in some way by either Esther or Ruth. And you have stories to share, and so if you can think of them offhand and would like to share them with us, you can just sit where you are and tell us some stories, or you can save them and share them at the reception that will be following this service. The family invites you to. It's just down this hallway and to your left into our coffee shop. That's where our reception will be, so we hope that you will stay and share those stories. But if you have any right now that you'd like to share with us, you're more than welcome to do so.
I guess I'll speak. I was a friend and a neighbor to Ruth Godby for many years, ever since she lived at Woodstone. That's our association. And I see a lot of friends, good, good friends of Ruth's here from our association. Ruth was, when she first moved in, she was a real go-getter. She served on the board twice as secretary, so she was probably the most precise secretary we ever had. Everything had to be just perfect. As a matter of fact, when I was on the board, I did ask her one time, Ruth, could we kind of make the minutes, the monthly minutes, a little shorter? We don't have to include every single little bitty conversation, just the general tone of what it was. Oh, okay, all right. But that was very difficult for her to do that, to downsize any writing, because she was so precise about having everything done perfectly. One of the things that she started in our organization, our association at Woodstone, was the pet brunch, the annual pet brunch. When Ruth got her dog, her world was surrounded by that dog, Pepper, and she loved it. And I understand that because I have no children myself. And when you have no children, your pet becomes your child. And that's exactly what Pepper was to her, was like her little four-legged child. Anyway, she decided she's going to have start this pet brunch. And so any neighbor in the neighborhood that had a dog, or some who had a dog that passed away, they became alumni, would be invited every year to a pet brunch. So we'd come trotting over with our pets. And a lot of the neighbors would bring, potluck dishes. She would always have food set out. And she always had treats for the dogs. That's very important that the dogs were to eat too. I do not cook, and she knew that. So I became the official photographer. So I was the photographer, and she dutifully put together a pet brunch album that goes from 1 year to the next year to the next year. And we all looked forward to attending that. And when she no longer could do it, then she assigned it friend Terry McClure. So now Terry McClure has the honor of carrying on this pet brunch. And of course, I remain the photographer. And I'm not changing that because I'm not going to cook. And they wouldn't want to eat my food anyway. Especially when I had to contend with somebody like Nancy Smith, that was a gourmet cook. It would be foolish for me to put my food next to hers. But Ruth was a wonderful person, and I chuckle when you said about the note that she wrote, a scathing note to Cox Cable. But I will have to tell you, and she did that on occasion, even in the neighborhood. If something, the board didn't do something right, or she felt it was in error, she wrote a note. But what I have to say about Ruth, and I think all of you will share in this, is that when she was angry about something or she wanted to make something right, it was always the issue. It was never the person. She never directed any hostility or any animosity towards the person themselves. And even when she wrote the board about, oh, you're doing this and this is wrong and you're not following the bylaws and whatever, at the end she would always say, I really appreciate the board for all that you are doing to make our place beautiful and blah, blah, blah. So it was never animosity towards the person. And I think that all of us, if we aspire to anything, even just that would be a wonderful legacy for her. So she was a wonderful friend to me. And I know to everybody else that is here, thank you.
I just want to add one thing to what Marlene said. I loved getting a phone call from Ruth because she'd call and she'd go, she'd say, Terry, I have three things to tell you. One, two, three, and then she'd hang up. She didn't say
sorry. When I was president of the board of Woodstone, she was the secretary. And she was absolutely wonderful, as Marlene has said. She would call me and then give me a copy of what she'd written to make sure she hadn't missed anything, and of course she hadn't missed anything. But you did know that if you called her too late in the, I'd say late afternoon, early evening, either there wouldn't be an answer or it wouldn't be very appreciated, because her schedule was get up very early and close down very early in the evening. But she was a wonderful person that we'll miss.
True.
I've lived in Omaha most of my adult life, and suddenly I was moved to Florida for a job. And I knew exactly two people in that entire part of the state of Florida, and so it was kind of with fear and trepidation. But Ruth said, I have some good friends who live in Sarasota, and I'm going to contact them, and you've got to meet them and get to know them. So because of Ruth's kindness as a PEO sister, she introduced me to the Goodells, who maybe some of you have heard her speak of, Penny and Phil Goodell. And I had a lovely time in their home. And whenever I think of them, I think of Ruth's generosity and sharing of people in her life with other people in her life. And I will miss her greatly.
Well, I'm sure there are more stories. And I hope that you will continue to share them with one another. For now, let us begin our prayers. O God, our strength and our Redeemer, giver of life and conqueror of death, we praise you with humble hearts. With faith in your great mercy and wisdom, we entrust Ruth Godbey to your eternal care. We praise you for your steadfast love for her all the days of her earthly life, and we thank you for all that she was to those who loved her. We thank you that for Ruth, death itself is past, and that she has entered the home where all your people gather in peace. Keep us all in communion with your faithful people in every time and place, that at the last we may rejoice together in the heavenly family, where Jesus Christ reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. And we pray together the words our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend to your servant Esther Ruth Godbey. Acknowledge, we humbly pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, and a daughter of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, and into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the company of all the saints in light. Amen. The blessing that was chosen for today comes from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companions, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and have received and have heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. And together we will sing hymn number 566, Be Still My Soul. Please stand as you are able.
Thank you. friends who wish to join us for our committal service and our columbarium to join me as we walk out the store and turn to our right at the end of the hallway. For those of you who wish to go directly into the reception area, that is at the end of the hallway to the right. Margie is here to help direct you. And you can go in and begin the reception festivities there as we do the committal service, and the family will join you shortly afterward. God bless you all. Thanks for coming. Grace and peace from our Savior Jesus Christ, and may that peace be with you all. Holy God, holy and powerful, by the death and burial of Jesus, your anointed, you have destroyed the power of death and made holy the resting places of all your people. Keep our sister Ruth Godby, whose body we now lay to rest, in the company of all your saints. And at the last, O God, raise her up to share with all the faithful the endless joy and peace won through the glorious resurrection of Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We have a few scripture verses from Job. I know that my Redeemer lives and at last will stand upon the earth. And after my body has wasted away, then without my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not as a stranger. And from Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And from Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the hearts of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations, and I am exalted in the earth. The God of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. And lastly, some selections from the Gospel of John. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to God Almighty our sister Esther Ruth Godby, and we commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May the Lord bless her and keep her, the Lord's face shine on her with grace and mercy, the Lord look upon her with favor and give her peace. Rest eternal grant her, Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. Let us pray. Merciful God, you heal the broken in heart and bind up the wounds of the afflicted. Strengthen us in our weakness and calm our troubled spirits. Dispel our doubts and our fears. In Christ's rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to everlasting life. Renew our trust in you that by the power of love, we shall one day be brought together again with our sister Ruth. Grant this, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And if we'd like to pray together the Lord's Prayer one more time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive the debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever. Let us go in peace. Amen.